Vitayu, welcome to this encore presentation of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. It aired for the first time on Radio Miami International in March of 2010 through the PCJ Radio Network. I hope you'll enjoy this little trip with me down memory lane.
This is Paulette Demchuk-McClory, a.k.a. Pavlina, inviting you to join me for an hour of great Ukrainian music and more. Coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Was a group from Saskatchewan, and they're called Tutitan, which means here and there, as from their first CD, and that song is called Chumbara. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос» у прекрасній місті Ванкувері. Дякую, що рішила перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, broadcasting to you from Vancouver, Canada, for the Happier Station show on the PCJ Media Network. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I'm so glad to have you with me this next hour. So, vitayu, welcome, and I do hope you'll enjoy this next hour here on Nash Holos. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Judy has a wonderful salad recipe for you. Vasil Pavlovsky's Cultural Capsule profiles a man who could be considered Ukraine's musical martyr of the 20th century. And Irina Bell, the producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour radio program in Ottawa, will tell you who has won the most Olympic medals in history. And here's a hint. It's a Ukrainian. Who'd have thought, eh? We'll also have a proverb of the week for you, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. Up next is the Ukrainians of Leeds, England, from their first CD, and something that we always do in March here on Nash Holos. It's a tribute to the beloved bard who could be considered the Robbie Burns of Ukraine. Taras Shevchenko was born a serf on March 9, 1814, in central Ukraine, and he died on March 10th in Russia, where he was exiled for his pro-Ukrainian and anti-serfdom activism, ironically in the very year that serfdom was abolished in Russia, and that was 1861. During his lifetime, Shevchenko was an accomplished artist on a par with the masters of the Western world. But he is revered by Ukrainians mostly in Ukraine and in the diaspora for his inspiring patriotic writings, which he wrote a lot of while in prison, various exiles, under very adverse circumstances. But nonetheless, he inspired a nation. Here are the Ukrainians now with one of those writings, which exhorts Ukrainians to read, to study, to learn about their history, learn from strangers, but always to stay loyal to their roots. Here are the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, singing Slava Kobzaria, Glory to the Kobzar. The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. That was the Bukovinska polka, polka from Bukovina region in Ukraine with a bit of a klezmer feel to it. And that was by a group called Paris to Kiev from their very first CD, simply titled Paris to Kiev. Up next, we're bringing it close to home from right here in Vancouver, and Zelia from their second CD called Willowbridge. And a number that is in a sort of Canadian-Ukrainian dialect. It's called Half Napil. Of course, Napil means half in Ukrainian, so there you go. It kind of gives you a hint, half English, half Ukrainian, which is how most Ukrainians on the prairies in particular started to speak in the mid-20th century, and certainly that's the kind of Ukrainian that I grew up with. And this is based on, it says a Ukrainian folk song melody, but the story is definitely Ukrainian-Canadian, and this is from the liner notes. This is, gives you the storyline. I have a rotten husband who makes my life a living hell. I ran out to my neighbor's Mrs. Kumu, and she gives me a good lecture, or lection, as the author calls it, on what I should do. We called a police mana. He came and arrested my mana, and now he is sitting in jail you while I'm having a good time up to my neck. And so just give a listen to that. You'll probably you'll catch that whole story and a little bit more. There's even a bit of swearing in there, but it's in context. Here is Zelia now with Zavya Zolom Sobi Oki. If only I had eyes.
Зав'язалам собі очі, тепер повний хазбаганд добче. Поломав м'як румак меблі, нова днильна, нові троблі. Поломав м'як румак меблі, нова днильна, нові троблі. Він на мене гадемує, і свариться, і гелує. А я йому репетую, я такого не лайкую. А я йому репетую, я такого не лайкую. Він береться файтувати, а я дала футам знати. Вибігаю боса з руму і здибаю місіс Куму. Вибігаю боса з руму і здибаю місіс Куму. Свої троблі повідаю, які гелі в хаті я маю. Кума то є добре, знає добре, легше мені дає. Кума, то є добре, знає добре, легше мені дає. Се час кличем полісмена, арештують мого мена. Тепер мій мен сидить джелю, гутай маю, я пошею. Тепер мій мен сидить джелю, гутай маю, я пошею.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hinenko of Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Tips for Ukrainian cooking in today's world. Now, here's Judy.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. In Ukraine, salads are prepared simply and served as an appetizer to accent the basic dish. Although, at gala banquets and company meals of the wealthy classes, salads may be very elaborate. On these occasions, an additional salad of meat, fish, or vegetable is usually served as an appetizer before the main meal. Unlike here in North America, salad dishes or salad plates are not served as a basic dish in Ukraine. Ukrainians prefer a hearty, substantial meal rather than a light salad plate. Dieting for the sake of slimness is not favored because no one is calorie conscious. At least that I know of. During the summer season when succulent salad vegetables are plentiful, salads are served daily with meals. However, during the winter, preserved, cooked, brined, and stored fresh vegetables are made into salads. Here is one salad we had in Ukraine that has become a family favorite. For this recipe, you will need 1 apple diced, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 4 cups finely shredded cabbage. Just in time for this salad, the supermarkets are now carrying young cabbage from California. 1 small carrot grated. Salt, about 1/2 teaspoon. Sprinkle the apple with lemon juice to prevent discoloration. Toss it with the cabbage and carrot. Sprinkle the vegetables lightly with the salt and then moisten them with mayonnaise or a traditional sour cream dressing. For the sour cream dressing, you will need 1 tablespoon of flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 1 to 2 teaspoons of sugar, 2 egg yolks or 1 egg, 3 tablespoons of vinegar, and 1 cup sour cream. Mix the dry ingredients. Beat in egg yolks or whole egg. Blend in the vinegar and cream. Cook in a double boiler, stirring constantly until the mixture thickens. Chill thoroughly. When ready to serve, garnish your salads with green pepper strips or tomato wedges. Ukrainian women love to garnish all their salads. They always look so pretty. До побачення and смачного!
Thanks, Judy. Join us again next week for another recipe and cooking tip with Judy Hinenko on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network.
And now, did you know? Чизнали ви? Did you know that the most decorated Olympian to date in any sport is Ukrainian? Larissa Latynina won 9 gold, 5 silver, and 4 bronze medals. She competed in the 1950s and 1960s. Having won 18 medals in Olympic competition, gymnast Larissa Latynina is the most decorated Olympian to date in any sport in Olympic history.
And many thanks to Irina Bell. And you can hear Irina's full program, The Ukrainian Hour from Ottawa, on Sundays and Tuesdays at www.chinradioottawa.com. Up next is the Cubasonics from Edmonton from their CD Big Beach Music, and another original composition by Brian Cherwick. And this tells a story of a typical Ukrainian-Canadian family back in the 20th century sometime. It's called Hanka.
They used to live on a farm on the side of a creek. They drove into town 1 or 2 times a week with great big baskets of laundry to do.
there where Judd's a homebrew. Well, hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up with such a house full of kids. Well, old Uncle Joe, you know, he did what he could. He made all kinds of things out of metal and wood. He made a big chicken coop on the side of a hill. And under those chickens was the family still. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up in such a house full of kids. They got regular visits from the mounted police. When they saw the cops coming, they pulled a release that dumped the homebrew from the still to the creek. They were catching pickle fish for over a week. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up in such a house full of kids.
My still that belongs to my wife.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up in such a house full of kids. By visit four from the cops, you think Chacha would have hit. She just said, that ain't my still that belongs to my kid. Now you do the math, they were sitting pretty fine. They didn't have one kid, they had nine. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up in such a house full of kids. She had a Chrissy, Glenn, a Keeley, Ronnie, Dougie, Davy, Karen, Dale, Tracy. She had a Chrissy, Glenn, a Keeley, Ronnie, Dougie, Davy, Karen, Dale, sort of thing make you kind of crazy. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Hey, hey, Chacha Hanka.
Don't want to know what you did. Some kind of hanky-bang going on to end up in such a house.
Hey! ми нап'ємося з Дніпра. Гею, гея, віборо, кіша у колони, героїв чекає свиста. Нами святи Юри у тяжким нерівним бою. Гей, послав нас до бою, гей, Симон Петлюра, бороди за матір свою. Степами прогули, герої походу відплакали мати, що як грізний вибор пройшли. Що як грізний вибор пройшли. Ей, прийде пора і година розплати, для ворога нагло впаде. Стане під Київ каради, тюдник се віру прийде. Тюдник се віру прийде.
And that was Rushnichuk from Montreal, not to be confused with the contemporary group from Ukraine by that same name. This is a group that was very popular in the 1970s and 80s. They put out several records. This one is their third, and that was the story, or the ballad, of Yuri Chuchunik, who was a hero of the First World War era in Ukraine, fighting for Ukrainian independence. Again, Rushnichuk from Montreal with the ballad of Yuri Chuchunik. Up next is Anichka from Ukraine, very contemporary singer from, and also very prolific, and this is from her CD of Lemko tunes. Bells of Lemkivshchina is what the CD is called. And here she is now with a song called Majoran, which is Ukrainian for oregano. Here is Anichka now with Majoran.
Майоран, майоран, зелен. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. The month of March is a cornucopia of important and prolific cultural Ukrainians. If they are still alive, there's a good chance I'm within 2 degrees of separation of them. Paulina can vouch for me on this. It is unfortunate, however, that this week's hero is no longer with us, though he left a legacy of great music, repopularized for a new generation by Taras Chubai in 2003. On May 18, 1979, his body was found hanging from a tree. The official cause of death, suicide. Though no one believed this. A medical doctor could have ended his life in a less painful manner. There were just too many questions that were unanswered. From the given date of death by the authorities, April 24th to 27th, to the time that the body was discovered. This was just one of those unanswered questions. He had left his apartment in response to a phone call on April 24th, never to return. On May 27th, the day of his funeral, there were official warnings against attending his funeral. A mandatory Komsomol meeting was called. No shows, faced expulsion from their studies. Even though only one obituary was published in an extremely small-run newspaper, more than 10,000 people were involved in the procession to Luchaki Cemetery in Lviv, where his body was interred. Those who spoke at the funeral faced repercussions. At that time and place, such gatherings were unheard of. The Soviet authorities were incensed and banned his music from that time forward. The archive of the case is under guard in Moscow to this day. But 30 years after his death, the Prosecutor General's Office of Ukraine declared it would re-examine the case. Born on March 4, 1949, in the town of Kitsman in Chernivtsi Oblast, Volodymyr Ivasyuk showed his musical talents at a young age. He completed his medical studies in 1972, was an accomplished composer and musician who played many instruments, a talented cinematographer, painter, and photographer. It was in 1970 in Chernivtsi that he composed Chervona Ruta, Red Rue, and Vodohrai Fountain, and after a national TV broadcast in September of that year, he became a household name. Throughout the 1970s, Ivasyuk's popularity grew. His works were a positive embodiment of everything Ukrainian and expressed a love for his country and region of Bukovina, in direct opposition to Moscow's efforts to eliminate Ukrainian culture. Ivasyuk wrote what was dear to him, regardless of how much pressure was put on him to conform and join the party. Ivasyuk left us with 103 songs and 53 instrumental pieces. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured composer Volodymyr Ivasyuk.
Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене щарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти в мене єдина, тільки ти, повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста вода, то є бистра вода, синя. дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках. Ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, о, твоя врода, то є чиста вода, то є бистра вода сині. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти. Повір, бо твоя врода, то є чиста вода, то є бистра вода сині. Бистрая вода синіє, то є бистрая вода синіє.
You're listening to Nosh Holos Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver, Canada, on the PCJ Media Network. And that was the Volyn Ukrainian Song and Dance Company from Lutsk, Volyn. And that is from a CD called Smutny Vechor, Smutny Ranok, which means Sad Evening, Sad Morning. Kind of an odd title for a CD, given much of their music sounds very happy. At any rate, that was Volyn for you, and a song called Yihale Khlopci Tre Zaporozhci, the Zaporozhian Cossacks, the freedom fighters of Ukraine in the 16th to 17th, 18th centuries. And before them, you heard Taras Chubai with an Ivasuk classic, Chervona Ruta, the Red Rue. And coming up next is Pikra Diska Tercia from their second anthology CD, and Chervonenke Buryachok, Red Beet, as in the vegetable.
Ой, не ходи, Ритю, не дам тобі цвітю.
Тенде, 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 тенде. Червоненький бурячок, зелененька гичка, звати мене козачок.
Find a taste of Ukraine and the warmth of home at Prairie Cottage Pierogies in Langley. Judy and Tanya serve up old-fashioned prairie hospitality, along with mouth-watering authentic Ukrainian favorites. Pierogies, cabbage rolls, borscht, and more, straight from their very own kitchen. Open for breakfast and lunch Monday through Saturday from 8 till 6. Dine in or take your tasty treasures home, fresh or frozen. Enjoy home-style pierogies and much more at Prairie Cottage Pierogies, 20771 Langley Bypass in Langley.
band from Winnipeg. That was the Ukrainian Old Timers from their CD, No More Bread and Butter. And this is their 16th CD. This is a really prolific group, and they play fantastic Ukrainian country style music that is very popular on the prairies. And that number was called Sweet Fern Waltz. It was performed by Lauren Zeishli and Bill Shcherbachuk. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, coming to you courtesy PCJ Media via shortwave on WRMI Radio Miami International and live streaming at www.wrmi.net. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ Media website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. You can find out more about Nash Holos and catch the local Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is www.nashholos.com, or just Google Ukrainian Radio Vancouver. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час домові сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Всяка невдача заставляє розумну людину до думання. And our proverb of the week translates as, every failure makes an intelligent person stop and think. Well, our time is almost up, so we'll wrap up our program as we started it out with a group from Saskatchewan. This one is the Ukrainian Connection, and they'll take us home with a Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Media. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
Demchuk-McQuarrie, and I do hope you enjoyed this encore presentation of the show. Nash Holos first went on the air in Vancouver, Canada, way back in 1990. Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio now airs in over 20 countries on the PCJ Radio Network, as well as live in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, and of course on its flagship station CHMB in Vancouver. You can get more information and links to all three podcasts at our website, which is www.nashholos.com. That's N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Podcasts of this international edition are also at the Nash Holos page at the PCJ website, and that address is www.pcjmedia.com/N-A-S-H-H-O-L-O-S. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.